Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kind of Feudy, the trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Greg, Andy, and LaCroix Poppy himself, a.k.a. my fellow Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, your current reigning champion, Tim Ma Buggin Geddes.
It's me.
It's him.
Can I make it a three-peat?
We will have to see. Know. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the season finale of Kind of Feudy?
Already? What the...
Yeah, 6 weeks, 6 week increments. Wow. We're back to a regular episode of Kind of Feudy. We're doing a video game episode. Good. Of course, the rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,700 members of the Kind of Funny audience on a number of prompts. Each round, I'm going to read to you a prompt and we'll ask each of you which answer you think the Kind of Funny best friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an incredible open world game. If Greg says The Witcher, that's number 1, they'll net him 50 points. If Tim says Fallout, that's number 2, they'll net him 40 points. If Andy says GTA, that's number 3, they'll and then 30 points, and so on and so forth. Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. Contestants, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
Round number 1. Name a studio who should make a Godzilla video game. Name a studio who should make a Godzilla video game. Tim Geddes.
Ooh, fuck. Great question, Bless. I'm happy you asked it. I'm happy that I'm starting this. I'm definitely not stalling right now as I try to think.
He's thinking real hard.
Sony Santa Monica.
Tim says Sony Santa Monica. Sony Santa Monica is not on.
Shit. Wow. Fuck.
This is usually just which studios does the audience like. Yeah. Fuck.
Damn it.
Andy Cortez.
Man, I'm gonna go with Guerrilla.
Andy says, "Okay, yeah, Guerrilla. Guerrilla is not on the list." Greg Miller.
Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it. You're throwing me for a loop in the fact that it's not just the big budget studios, right? Which is making me think outside the bun, as some would say. You know what I mean? And so I'm going to go
out there.
This is going to be a controversial one. But again, we haven't had any clear ones. Maybe I strike out and it's fine. Maybe I should have gone the other way. I'm going to say From Software.
Craig says From Software. From Software is our 50-point answer.
What the fuck?
Fuck you, Andy. Back to the Phantom Zone.
What?
They got, you know, they like big squelchy monsters.
But are you controlling Godzilla? Or
maybe. Like? Maybe you're fighting him. Maybe you got
to
dodge him.
That's up to audience interpretation.
Huh.
Back to Tim. Name a studio who should make a Godzilla video game.
I mean, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to say Square Enix.
Tim says Square Enix. Square Enix / Creative Business Unit 3.
Thank you. Yeah.
Is our 40-point answer.
Wow.
Yeah, I was worried there. I was like, I don't know if Square Enix is too broad there.
A little more sense there, I feel like, in that answer.
Yeah.
Because you can see it from Final Fantasy 16. Andy, we're back to you.
I'm on a different wavelength now. I'm on a different line of thinking now. Because the whole time I was like, you're controlling the Godzilla, right? But now I'm like, you're hunting the Godzillas. There's multiples of them.
Zillas. So this is a sequel to the 1998 classic.
Oh.
Capcom.
Andy says Capcom. Capcom is our 20-point answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll take it.
Greg Miller.
I'm going to speak to Blessing at AOJ's heart.
Speaking of me.
And say Blue Point.
Greg says Blue Point. Blue Point is not on the list.
Shadow Colossus. You know, I thought I had something there.
They're written. This is one that I got a lot of different answers. So Blue Point was written in quite a bit. But coming in our fifth place, our 10-point answer, Platinum.
Okay. Scalebound.
You know, I didn't even think about that. That's a good call.
Yeah.
And then our 30-point answer that nobody got, Insomniac.
Yeah, Insomniac. I was debating between Square and Insomniac. Yeah.
Yeah. With that, Andy got the 20-point answer with Capcom. Tim got the 40-point answer with Square Enix / Creative Business Unit 3. And Greg got the 50-point answer with From Software. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now in third place with points on the board is one Nitro Rifle Andy Cortez with 20 points. Just a bit ahead of him with 40 points is Tim motherfucking Geddes in second place. And just 10 points ahead of Tim in first place is our one true leader, Greg CEO Sr. with 50 points. But it's still anybody's game.
Round number two. Name a game published by THQ Nordic. Name a game published. Name a game published by THQ Nordic. We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
Darksiders.
Andy says Darksiders. Darksiders is our 50-point answer, and that encompasses the Darksiders franchise.
Bless, whenever you and I go to the bar, we're like, I kind of want a sour. I'll take a Darksider, please.
I'll take a Darksider.
Hey! Yeah.
Next up, Tim Geddes.
SpongeBob SquarePants?
Mm.
Tim Geddes says SpongeBob SquarePants. I'm going to give it to you. SpongeBob, Battle for Bikini Bottom.
Yeah, I was waiting for if I needed more, and I would have said that.
Next up.
Wait, Craig, how many points is that?
Sorry, that is our 40-point answer. Good call. That is our 40-point answer. Next up, Greg Miller.
Kingdoms of Amalur Re-Reckoning.
Greg says Kingdoms of Amalur Re-Reckoning. Kingdoms of Amalur Re-Reckoning is not on the list. Hmm. We're back to Andy Cortez. Name a game.
Don't be Googling over there just because we can't see you. Don't be Googling.
THQ Nordic.
Googler. Filthy Googler.
Nickelodeon All-Star Racing.
Andy says Nickelodeon All-Star Racing. Nickelodeon All-Star Racing is not on the list.
Fucking better not be.
Fun fact, I don't think THQ Nordic published those games.
Really?
Really weird, yeah.
I guess I just put all Nickelodeon together.
Yeah. They have a deal with Nickelodeon, but yeah, I don't think they publish all of those games.
Tim Geddes.
Destroy All Humans.
Tim Geddes says Destroy All Humans. Destroy All Humans is our 30-point answer. Greg Miller, we're back
what
to
point
you.
Values are open right now?
Our 20-point and our 10-point answers are still open. So far, Darksiders, SpongeBob, and Destroy All Humans have been guessed. And Destroy All Humans is the franchise, Destroy All Humans.
It's not right, but I'm going to say Saints Row.
Greg says,
like, that's not a THQ Nordic game. But
it
does have
the vibe.
And THQ Nordic is the Embracer Group, right? And the Embracer Group is the thing. So it's like...
It's like umbrellas under umbrellas.
Exactly. Umbrellas. So I'm wondering if enough people wrote in saying, oh, this is a...
Saints Row is our 20-point answer.
Oh, wow.
Think outside the bun, everybody.
I don't remember which Umbrella does publish it, though. Do you?
Deep Silver.
Yes.
I believe Greg was our final answer for that one.
Yes,
and so does anybody want to guess our 10-point answer?
AEW.
You draw.
Biomutant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What a stellar lineup of games.
I figured that'd be a tough one because of the Umbrella.
Hard to believe the Embracer Group happens.
That one was even hard for our audience to get a grasp on. So with that, Greg got the 20-point answer with Saints Row. Tim got the 30-point answer with Destroy All Humans. Tim got the 40-point answer with SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom. And Andy got the 50-point answer with Darksiders. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, tied for second place with 70 points each. Greg, CEO Senior, and Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez. And just a bit ahead of them with 110 points in first place is Tim motherfucking Geddes. But it's still anybody's game.
Fucking Bozo City over there.
It took me like until the fifth round to get to triple digits last time, I believe. So making good pace.
Improvement.
Making good pace.
Anybody fucking cares? Just shut up.
Round number three.
When you pre-order these games, you want to make sure that you
got me back.
No. Name a bad Nintendo game from the last 10 years. Name a bad Nintendo game from the last 10 years. We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
Mario. Did it look like Discord freeze?
That's what I thought. I thought Discord cut out for a sec.
Mario How accurate do you need these titles?
I'm going to even pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate.
Don't Google. I see you touching your mouse.
Yeah.
I'm slacking.
What are you touching under there?
Yeah, you're slacking your brother. Google bad dingling. Nintendo games.
Mario Golf Super Rush.
Andy says Mario Golf Super Rush. Mario Golf Super Rush is not on the list. Greg Miller, you're up next.
The Mario Tennis.
The Mario
The Mario Tennis.
Super Shot. I mean, why don't I mean, you want the whole thing?
I would like a yeah.
I mean, I can't help you. Good luck to you. Mario Tennis. Have your fuck me over. Go ahead. I don't care.
Greg Miller says Mario Tennis.
Fuck you.
Mario Tennis is not on the list. Tim Geddes.
Can you give me a time on when this poll came out?
About 6 weeks ago.
Oof. Eh, fuck it. Everybody wants to Switch.
Tim
everybody
says everybody wants to Switch. Everybody 1-2 Switch / just 1-2 Switch is our 50-point answer.
Yes.
We're back to Andy Cortez.
Pokemon Scarlet Violet.
Ooh.
Andy says Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet are not on the list. Greg Miller.
Mario Tennis Power Shot. Ace is wild.
You're close to
Power that. Pussy.
Greg says Mario Tennis Power Shot. Ace is wild. If Mario Tennis Aces was on the list, I'd give it to you.
Thank you.
But it's not on the list. Tim Geddes, your final answer.
You know, I'm doing so well here. That I just got to fucking say it. Star Fox Zero.
Tim says Star Fox Zero. Star Fox Zero personal. Is our 30-point answer.
Fucking man, I get the points. What a day to be me.
What a day to be Tim.
I'm proud of y'all. It.
With that,
can I guess?
Go for it.
Mario Strikers, the new one.
Mario Strikers Battle League was the 20-point answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you have to say Battle League, and that's a fucking thing I couldn't think of.
Yeah.
Our 10-point answer, Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival.
Yep.
Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival.
How the fuck is that above the golf one, dude?
Our 40-point answer.
Paper Mario Sticker Star.
No. Arms.
Wow. Got him. Arms. Got him.
I'm with him. That's a bad Nintendo game. I'll say it.
No, it's not.
Is it the worst Nintendo game? No.
No. Is it the best? No. It's not bad.
I'll put it in the bad category. I had a bad time playing that video.
Wow.
Game. With that, Tim got 30 points with Star Fox Zero. Tim got 50 points with 1-2 Switch. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, still tied in second place with 70 points each. Or one. Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez and Greg CEO Sr. And pulling way ahead, it might be his game to win once again, is Tim motherfucking Geddes in first place with 190 points.
Wow.
I don't know if it's still anybody's game.
Round number four.
I can't remember the last time we had a knockout round like that where it was just like the other two contestants just fell away. They got nothing because they don't play fucking baby-ass games.
So these Nintendo questions, you know? Round number four. Name a Super Mario game in the RPG genre.
Fuck you.
Name a Super Mario game in the RPG genre. Andy Cortez.
Thousand Year Door.
Andy says Thousand Year Door. Thousand Year Door is our 30-point answer. That's Paper Mario, Thousand Year Door. Next up, Greg Miller.
It's the titular one, Greg.
Mario RPG, right? Super Mario RPG.
Greg says Super Mario RPG. Super Mario RPG is our 50-point answer. Tim Geddes.
I don't like the lack of specificity in these. I'm just going to let you know that.
Mm. You don't like that? It didn't say Super?
Legend of the Seven Stars, okay?
Tim says...
No, sorry.
Yeah.
I
forgot that had a whole subtitle.
Bless, this is a risky one, but I'm going to go with it because of shit list. Mm. Super Paper Mario.
He's a wild man. He's a wild, wild man. Tim says Super Paper Mario. Super Paper Mario is not on the... Our
good call.
Better than that.
Good call there.
That's not an RPG.
Right? I appreciate it, but it is the best selling of the Paper Mario franchise.
Which is fucking ridiculous. Get it together, yo. We're back to Andy Cortez.
Can you ask the question one more time, Blessing?
Yeah, I can. Name a Super Mario game in the RPG genre. So far, we've had Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars. That was our 50-point answer. We had Paper Mario, Thousand Year Door, and those are the two answers we've been given so far.
I'm going to go with... Oh, man, I see it. I can see it. Paper Mario Sticker Stars.
Andy says Paper Mario Sticker Star. Paper Mario Sticker Star is not on the list. Greg Miller.
Dr. Mario.
Greg Miller says Dr. Mario.
Guy's not a fucking doctor. He's role-playing as one. Pretty simple.
It's true.
Dr. Mario is not on the list.
In that case, Super Strikers Battle League. What's the Ubisoft game? I was going to say Crazy Raving Rabbids.
Tim Getty still has
he still has to go.
So you know.
Oh, shit.
Mario don't worry. And Luigi. Superstar Saga.
Tim says Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga. Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga is our 10-point answer.
Oh, damn.
I thought that was a side-scroller. Wow.
No, that is an RPG.
Straight-up RPG.
Straight-up RPG.
You get to like decide who dies and who lives.
Yeah, Mario can go renegade if he wants. Mm-hmm. If Luigi goes the other option, what is it called?
Not Paragon.
Paragon, yeah, then they kill
him. If he goes the other option.
The other option. That's not renegade, the other one. With that, Tim got the 10-point answer with Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga. Andy got 30 points of Paper Mario, 1,000 Year Door. Greg got 50 points of Super Mario RPG. Our 20-point answer that nobody got, Mario and Luigi, Bowser's Inside Story.
Yeah.
Our 40-point answer, Paper Mario. Just pure. Paper Mario.
64.
Barrett, what's the score?
Right now in third place with 100 points even is one Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez. Just a little bit ahead of him with 120 points is Greg, CEO Senior. And just a bit ahead of him in first place is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 200 points.
Oof.
It's a tight race, and Greg's got to pitch a perfect game in the final round for it to be anybody's game.
Tim's got to pitch an incredibly imperfect game in this final round, but it's okay. It's enough with this Nintendo shit, all right? I'm rigging in the PlayStation questions. For round number five, name an Uncharted character you'd love to grab a drink with. Name an Uncharted character you'd love to grab a drink with. We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
Sully.
Andy says Sully. Sully is our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points. Oh, God, what did I do? I'm using a new laptop.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Next up, Greg Miller.
Chloe.
Greg says Chloe. Chloe is our 30-point
answer. Greg answered from his heart. You know what I mean? And I respect fuck out of
it. It's not going to happen. It's fine.
Tim Geddes.
Can you repeat the question again?
Name an Uncharted character you'd love to grab a drink
Nathan
with.
Drake.
Yeah.
Tim says Nathan Drake. Nathan Drake is our 40-point
answer. Yeah, I was like, just to make sure that wasn't besides him.
We're back to Andy.
Elena.
Andy says Elena. Elena is our 20-point answer. Greg, can you close it here?
Sure can. Lazarevich. Yo, why are you drinking all that blue sap, man? What's the plan here?
Sure
what are you fucking doing?
Andy, can you tell me which game Lazarevich is in?
I don't know. Two? I don't know.
That's right. Number two. That's right. Chase him around the tree of sap.
Greg says Lazarevich. Lazarevich is not on the list. Tim Geddes.
I was guessing. What's Troy Baker's character?
Well, that's Tim still to go.
Yeah, that's
I know, but he won.
The answer is Sam. Sam Drake is Troy Baker's
character. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tim says Sam Drake.
But it might be Catherine Marlowe. We don't know.
Sam Drake is not on.
What if it's Talbot?
Not Nadine.
Nadine was our 10-point answer there.
Yeah, I couldn't remember Sam's name, so I was going to say Nadine.
I was going to say Tim Drake.
Some interesting tidbits for this one. Of course, to round out the score for
Parrot. Did anybody call out the Parrot from Golden Abyss?
No. Sadly, no. Okay. Sadly, no.
Meridian? Did they do Chase Meridian? Is she in there?
No, I did not see. Wait, one.
You don't get Chase extra Meridian points for these rare characters.
Andy got 20 points with Elena. Greg got 30 points with Chloe. Tim got 40 points with Drake.
Country
singer? Andy got 50 points with Soli. A fun fact for you here. I didn't do tiebreaker for this one, but I did keep in the...
As it came out of my mouth, I'm like, that's not right. Chase Meridian is Nicole Kidman from Batman Forever.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I'm not sure who Chase Meridian is.
From Bells of the Ball podcast.
Exactly.
So I kept the number of votes for this question because I thought the disparity here is pretty damning. So our fifth place answer was Nadine with 18 votes. Only 18 votes. Right above that in fourth place was Elena, 86 votes.
Yeah.
Right above that, Chloe, 268 votes. Above that was Nathan Drake, 306 votes. So
Marissa
only about
Chase is who I'm thinking of from Golden Abyss.
So only like around 40 votes more than Chloe is what Nathan Drake got. Guess how many votes Soli got? Again, as a reminder, Nathan Drake got 306.
562.
764.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Wow.
I mean, it's the answer. Amount.
Richard McGonagall.
Of course. Some more fun facts for you here. Round number three asks you to name a bad Nintendo game from the last 10 years. Our sixth place answer would have been Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. Dang. Those got 45 votes. And then right under that, in seventh place, Breath of the Wild with 34 votes.
LOL, you fucking perverts. That's hilarious.
You name a bad Nintendo game from the last 10 years.
I like that there's that many people.
Like I there's a level of hating that I respect. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, y'all are some fucking haters, dude. And then round number two, I asked you to name a game published by THQ Nordic. In sixth place would have been Kingdoms of Amalur. Ah. And then in seventh place, AEW Fight Forever.
Yeah.
Ah.
But with that, Barrett, what's the final score?
In third place, with 150 points, was one Greg, CEO Senior. Just ahead of him in second place with 170 points was Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez. And the decisive win for this week's Kind of Feudy was one Tim motherfucking Geddes with 240 points.
Three-peat. Season champion.
Tim Geddes, congratulations on becoming the season champion. Will Tim be able to repeat this next season?
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to tune in.
Quad Pete.
I got 6 weeks of video game Kind of Feudy back for you. So come back. Let's have fun. Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. That's been Andy. That's been Greg. It's been our pleasure to serve you.